1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. $114,812 has been raised for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And that by selling our number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. If you'd like a copy, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. Visa, MasterCard, personal check accepted. And again, all the money goes to my friend's place. So there's 114 grand raised so far. The first demographic details to emerge from the 2000 census show the Hispanic population in the U.S. has grown much faster than expected. It's roughly equal to that of African Americans. The number of Americans who describe themselves as Hispanic grew by nearly 60% and now totals 35 million people, roughly 3 million more than the Census Bureau had predicted. Demographers have said for years that Hispanics would become the largest minority group in the U.S. early this century, but that milestone is arriving sooner than forecast. Margaret Gray is a writer, a social observer, a commentator, entertainment writer with a nationally syndicated column that reaches some 30 million Americans each week. It is syndicated to 150 different newspapers. We have her on the line right now to talk about this, to discuss the ever-growing Hispanic population in the United States and your observations as to its impact, Margaret.
Well, I looked at this, Phil, and I was very proud. I saw the information. I saw the demographic information when it first came out. A strong, very hardworking, very family-oriented people. I applaud the emergence of the Hispanic people, and I'm also proud to know that my ancestry is Hispanic or is Spanish.
And your ancestry is?
Yes.
And is that on your mother's side?
It is, Phil. My mother's family is... My maiden name is Rodriguez de Rodriguez. My mother's family is Castilian Spanish and emigrated to the United States following the Spanish Civil War in the early 1940s. So I was born here, and while I immersed myself in American culture, you know, I've never forgotten my Hispanic roots.
And so you were born in the United States, and your parents from Mexico?
No, not Mexico. There's a very big difference. We are Castilian Spanish. We are from Spain. And my maiden name is Rodriguez de Rodriguez. No, you can't. That is...
Well, they're most of the Hispanic people in the United States are from, what would you say, south of the border, Mexico, Central America?
I don't know, but what you don't want to do is make... I'm not Mexican. I'm Castilian Spanish. And the family came here following the Civil War.
All right, a question for you. Your married name is Gray.
Yes, it is.
But before you were married, the maiden name you used was Margaret Thompson, because you were doing auditioning as an actress.
Yes.
So what?
You know something, Phil? The time when I was auditioning and when I was working as an actress, many Spaniards were finding it difficult to get jobs in entertainment. I decided to go underground because I was an aspiring journalist, and I wanted to find out why. Why couldn't the Hispanic or the Hispanic people, why couldn't they get jobs? And so I took the name Thompson so that I wouldn't arouse the suspicion of the people that I would be auditioning for. I took the name Thompson. And
then you went out and auditioned as an actress and also as a journalist to find out why Hispanic people were not getting jobs.
Yes, and I noticed that many the Hispanics were not getting jobs, and I noticed that. But then I had married Frank, and we've been inseparable ever since. But I've never forgotten my Spanishness, and I.
So you were starting out early as a journalist, and then you decided to get married, and you gave up why they were not getting jobs.
Well, after Valentino, there wasn't a Hispanic face until Ricardo Montalban starred in Fantasy Island, and I wanted to know why. But then
you got married.
Then I met Frank, and then I didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, why didn't you? I mean, that sounds like an interesting project. Why more Hispanic actors and actresses?
Well, because I married a man. I could take his name, and I don't know. It just didn't seem important, but I never forgot how Spanish I was and my Hispanic and the Hispanicness that I am. And I, Phil... you know something, it's really...
Let me ask you this, Margaret. You are Castilian Spanish. You consider yourself to be Hispanic. And
very proudly, and very proudly a member of a very rising minority of people. And
do you speak Spanish?
You know I do, but it's very rusty. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Dónde está baños más salsa, por favor?
And that's what was... I know you said, how am I?
How are you? And the bathroom, I was asking for the bathroom and to have more salsa. And those are just different things that...
Well, that sounds like restaurant Spanish.
No. I speak much better Spanish for that. But what I'm saying to you is I speak a little rusty Spanish and doing what I do best for my people, the Hispanic people. And so...
So you took the name Thompson to try to find out why Hispanic people were not getting hired as part of a journalistic effort that you were...
I was waiting for the Hispanic actor to make a resurgence. I was trying to infiltrate the entertainment business by the back door, if you will, by reporting on it for my column for the Spanish people.
When you say Spanish people, you're talking about...
I'm talking about the Hispanic, the Hispanic people.
The ones that they mention in the...
The ones they mention in the demographic, yes.
And you are Hispanic.
I think I've made that clear, yes.
But you're Castilian Spanish, you're not Mexican-American.
No, I am... No.
And all right, Margaret Gray is on the line with us. Do we call you Margaret Rodriguez?
My maiden name is Margarita Rodriguez de Rodriguez. And
is that what you will be known by?
From this point forward, I'm more comfortable now that the Hispanics are in the lead or an emerging Spaniard minority.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking to Margarita Rodriguez de Rodriguez, who is a writer, and you were known as Margaret Gray, so this is a major change in how you're going to be editing and signing your column. What are your editors? What are your what's your readership think about it?
I think what this is going to do is expand my readership beyond the traditional Anglos that have read my column. And now I'm really going to, I think, we're going to see a resurgence and an upsurgence of probably about 35% to 40% in our readership just because I've changed, because I'm now using my real maiden name.
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing as Hispanic people grow in influence in this country. You're now going to be using your name.
And also, Phil, I wanted to mention to become a little bit more of a leader in the Hispanic community. I really want to poise myself to be a spokesperson for the Hispanic, you know, since...
Well, there are a lot of people, though, in the Hispanic community.
Well, Jennifer Lopez, I think, aligned herself with Puffy wrongly. She's lost her credibility. And with all the rumors around Ricky Martin and Edward James Olmos, I think people identify him more with gangs. I think that I am in the position to speak for the Spaniard Hispanic people. And the Hispanic Spaniard. And so that is...
So you, in your column, you want to speak... This is an interesting thing for me when people say they want to become the spokespeople for a minority group. And
well, if you think about it, there are no spokespeople for the Spaniard, for the Hispanic. There are none. The blacks have Jesse Jackson. The whites have George Bush. The Asian Americans have James Wong. The Native Americans have Sean Puffy Combs, I guess. And
well, I don't know.
I don't know. But then the Hispaniards don't have anyone. I think I can be that person. And in my column, I'll be writing about the challenges that Spanish people, the Hispanics, it's Hispanic.
And it's traditionally Hispanic.
That the Hispanics face.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us here. Her column, A Little Bird Told Me, seen in 150 papers nationally. 1-800-449-8686. She is basically volunteering herself to become the spokesperson for the Hispanic people insofar as there is no real visible national leader of that community as it may pertain to Hispanic people as it does to black people with Jesse Jackson. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with Margarita Rodriguez de Rodriguez, who has formerly gone by the name of Margaret Gray. She is a writer for A Little Bird Told Me, nationally syndicated column. And you have been very clear in saying that you are a Hispanic and that you are coming out of the closet, as it were.
Phil, I have never covered up being Hispanic. I was married, and I've been very proud of my Hispanicness. But I now want people to know that I am Hispanic because the Hispanic people are increasing in number.
They're becoming a very, very significant minority in this country.
Yes, absolutely. And I do believe that they need a leader. You look at the white rappers, they have leadership in Eminem. You look at the black rappers, for instance, they have leadership with Snoop. And the Mongolians, if you recall Corky from Life Goes On, they have that leadership. And so that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know if you can say the Mongolians have Corky from Life Goes On.
What I'm saying, Phil, is inspiration. People that do inspire them. And I believe that I am the leader. I stand poised to lead the Spaniard,
The Hispanics is generally...
Because they use a lot of terminology.
Right, the Hispanic community.
That is who I feel I can best serve. Because I'm Castilian Spanish, I'm not Mexican-American, and so because of my European roots, we have a little bit more of a closer identification with democracy.
Well, okay, now you opened up a can of worms with that one.
Well, Phil, but I'm...
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah. This woman's a joke. What is she... I can't believe... First of all, I'd just like to start off by saying the first 20 minutes or the first 5-10 minutes you had her on, it's Hispanic, not
Hispanic.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Hispanic. If you're going to represent the Latin community... At least understand a little bit more about the culture
and
learn a little bit more than what to say than salsa or where's the bathroom or hola, how are you?
My family comes from Spain and we are Spaniard.
Okay, so, and you know 3 words in Spanish and you probably never visited Spain and you probably don't even know what the capital of Spain is.
Well, I don't know how important speaking Spanish is in a country where we want to push the Spanish agenda.
I think it's very important if you want to be the spokesperson. If you want to be the spokesperson for the Latin community, then I do think it's important. If you want to be Latin, I'm not taking that away from you. But if you want to be the spokesperson, at least understand a little bit more than, you know, this little guy on whatever fantasy island it is.
Well, I'm trying to say that there were no Hispanic actors until Ricardo Montalban broke through on Fantasy Island.
And so you decided to hide out in this time period. You decided not to come forward and hide your ethnicity until appropriate time.
I take great exception to that. My name was Gray because my husband's name was Gray.
Well, your husband's name still is Gray. Why are you suddenly...
Well, no. You're making it sound as if... I don't think it's fair.
It sounds to me like because the Hispanic people are now the most significant minority in this country, the largest minority in this country, you're jumping on the gravy train.
How dare you?
And another point I just want to clear up. Just because the blacks have a rapper and the whites have a rapper, that does not justify that the Latins need a rapper. Chinese have rappers? Does everyone need a rapper in order to be, you know, considered serious?
In
this country?
I think it's a good question to ask. Why don't the Chinese have a rapper or this kind of thing? I'm sorry?
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm asking a significant question in terms of youth and culture.
I have a question for you.
Why are there no Chinese rappers?
What is the point of your conversation here? I'm trying to really understand it. Is it that you want to be the spokesperson?
What do you mean the Chinese?
Or is this another ploy for you to increase your reader population by
whatever percentage you said
it's going to increase?
No, what I'm saying is the closest the Chinese ever had to a rapper, I think, was Biggie Smalls because he was the Notorious B.I.G., I should say. Well, he looked as if he had the Chingro or Asian
Chingro.
This
is insulting. You know what it's insulting?
No.
It's insulting to your husband because he ended up marrying such a woman, such an incompetent, ignorant woman like yourself.
You know, I really think it's easy to insult.
For your husband. If I was your husband, I'd tell you not to mention my last name.
Why don't we pull together as Hispanic people? Why are you insulting me, a fellow Spaniard?
No, I am all for the Hispanic population. What I'm not for is Hispanics getting on the radio and embarrassing us with such ignorance. This is just complete and utter ignorance.
My
that you're
family came
here
from Castilian Spain.
First of all, Castilian Spain, do you know where that is?
I'm sorry?
There is no place called Castilian Spain.
I mean, they were from Spain in the part where the Castilians live.
You mean Castile, which is a province of Spain. Is that what
my
you mean?
Phil, my family spoke the most perfect Spanish.
Your parents came here during the 40s, correct? Is that what the story says?
After the Spanish Civil War, yes.
After the Spanish Civil War, seeing that they came here during the 40s, and you were, what, a teenager at the time, I'm assuming?
I'm sorry, but I was born in 1943.
Okay, so you were born here, and your parents, were they fluent in English when they came here?
No, they spoke Spanish.
And so you grew up learning Spanish, seeing as you didn't know English.
I don't understand how you walk away
after a youth full of Spanish-speaking parents at home, and you walk away only saying, hola, where's the salsa? I mean, I don't understand. Are your kids even influenced by this, you know?
My three boys are aware of the Spanishness in our house.
The
Spanishness that we have.
The lack of what?
No, my three boys are aware of how Hispanic. Of the Hispanic. And so...
Look, the man's question is valid. Why is there no Spanish spoken in your home if you grew up in a home where there was Spanish?
I was young. I wanted to be a movie star more than anything in the world. If it meant shedding the shuffling, barefoot image of the third world Hispanic, then yes, I did it. I plead guilty. If it meant shedding the image of the pushcart with the bananas and the iguanas, yes,
hey,
I
shedding,
did.
Shedding the image is one thing. From the age of 1 to 10, or however long it took your parents to get accustomed to the U.S. or to English language, they had to speak Spanish at home.
I told my children that we live in Santa Monica, which is Spanish for Monica. I forget. Santa Monica. What? It's Spanish.
All right, look
Santa
at...
Santa Monica?
Yes, Santa Monica.
Let me ask you a question. What do you plan on doing now that you've come out?
I got to run. Thank you for your call. Do you know what Santa Monica means?
Yes, Saint Monica. I keep the Hispanic alive in my family. We go to Mex-Hispanic nights. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm confused. The children at their school had a Mex-Hispanic night. Isn't that right? Frank, where are the kids?
What do you mean Mex-Hispanic night? Is that something that they did at the kids' school? Is that...
Yes, it was honoring the Latin influence in our society, and the Latin people.
You know, you don't sound very comfortable.
Phil, I'm very comfortable with who I am.
1-800-449-8686. Mario, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling from Texas, from Houston. And
yes, sir.
First, I was insulted, and now I'm just laughing my head off that... someone needs to interview your guest a little bit better because this lady has no idea what she's talking about.
Yes, I do.
If there's anything about Fantasy Island, I think that's where she just came.
No,
got off
I know
the plane.
Exactly what I'm talking about. I'm trying to show the Spanish people, the Latin American people, they can have a leader too.
Well, we sure don't need you, ma'am. I can tell you that because I live in the community.
Bill
I grew up in the barrio. You probably don't even know what barrio means, but
yes,
at this
it
point,
means neighborhood.
Oh, great. Well, now you got about 4 or 5 extra words.
Well, you know something? What are you going to do? What are you going to do for our people? What are you going to do for our people?
You're embarrassing everyone,
no,
especially
I
you and your
not.
Family. I've never even heard of your column.
I've come on this program.
I read quite a bit, but any Latin influence you have...
I don't write for a car magazine.
You grow up with it, and I tell
you,
I'm really
say you read a lot, but I don't write for a custom car magazine.
Someone
I write
to change their name and go into hiding because of their embarrassment.
Right, that's it.
I am not embarrassed. The time
well,
is now.
Ma'am, I don't know how old you are because I caught into the program, but... I'm probably just as light as you are. I have Spanish blood from my ancestors.
Hold on.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line to talk about how Spanish she is on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh.
All right, well, I don't know what Spaniardism is, but you're saying that your Margaret Gray is on the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And the census news that came out last week we're still discussing, and that is that Hispanic people are among the largest minority groups in this country, if not the single largest minority group. Their population in the Hispanic community has gone up some 60% of the last 10 years. Margaret, I think what people are finding fault with is that you are coming on this program after years of being Margaret Gray, and now you are Margarita Rodriguez de Rodriguez, which sounds a little disingenuous.
What is wrong with someone reinvigorating and rediscovering their heritage? What is wrong with someone reinvigorating and rediscovering their identity? Every birthday in my family, we've had a piñata to celebrate our Hispanic ancestry, and we play pin the tail. We have a burro, pardon me, and so much of what we do is part of the Spaniardism. And that's why I would like to be the new spokesperson for the...
Don't you think there are Hispanic Latin American people who are a lot more qualified to do that?
Name one.
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not that educated as to the Latin American community.
Are you going to name Jennifer Lopez?
No, I would certainly not name Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. I don't know. But there's got to be someone politically connected, someone who can make a move for the Hispanic people now that they have a very...
And that person is me.
Well, I don't think so. Here is 1-800-449-8686. Here's Michelle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Michelle, go ahead.
You have me on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Qué bueno. Okay, Margarita, ¿le gusta conducir este conducir
español? All right,
no Spanish.
Because we got a whole lot of people listening in English.
I understand. That's part of my point.
Wait, so I told her that my Spanish is rusty. She knows that.
I'm not making
any claim to being fluent in Spanish.
Okay, but Margarita,
I have lived here for 57 years. How long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here all my life. I'm 37.
How many years?
I'm 37.
Looks like I've got 20 years on you.
I've immersed myself in American culture. Okay, let me make my point.
And what is your point?
My point is that I find it offensive, and I too am Castilian Spanish American. And I find it offensive that Hispanic need a spokesperson. I mean, the Italian Americans do not have one. The Irish Americans don't have
one.
Don't
you think the Castilian Spanish are the ones in a position to lead the Hispanic community?
Let me finish my point. I vote, and I think, and I conduct my life as an individual. I'm actually a registered libertarian, so there are very few Hispanic people in the Libertarian Party.
I think you're very far removed from your Spanish, from the Spaniard.
No, you see, I'm getting my doctorate in counseling psychology.
Well,
and
when
you say
you're libertarian, most Hispanic people are Democrats, so
my point is that I'm an individual, and I am a thinking person. I am much more closely related to my Hispanic heritage than you are because I'm fluent in both languages.
All right, well,
and I do...
it doesn't look to me like you're the one claiming to be the leader, so it looks
I'm not claiming to step into the void, and that's what I want to do.
All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Virginia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Virginia, go ahead.
I also take exception to your... individual there, and I am Hispanic. I'm Mexican.
My name is Margarita Rodriguez de Rodriguez.
That's nice to meet you too. But you know what? I'm sure that some of the other callers feel the same way.
I believe in the Hispanic people.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
You don't sound like you believe in Spaniardism.
You don't know what I believe in and what I don't believe in. Let me tell you what.
In the Spaniardism?
By that statement, that is showing some ignorance. We don't generalize. You have to listen to what I'm saying.
I'm just asking, do you believe in the Hispanic cause?
Let me tell you this. I've listened to you on this radio program, and what I am hearing, and this is what I'm hearing because I am going by what you're saying, is that you're trying to elevate yourself because you are... a Spaniard who's Castilian, if you want to be a leader, and if that's really what you want to be, and you don't want to be politically correct, and that's why you're changing now back to wanting to represent the Spaniards.
Wait a second, I'm not finished yet. I am not finished.
Let me finish. If you want to represent the Hispanic, the Latin culture, you have to, you can't start dividing and pigeonholing people and say, I am a Castilian Spaniard, so I know democracy
better. But who
better
to lead our people than a Castilian Spaniard?
No, I'm repeating what you said. You cannot come across as a leader if you number one, if you can't.
Okay, all right, Margaret, let her have a word in. What, Margaret, you said?
I said you cannot be a leader if you don't listen.
No, listen, the lady in Denver, hold on for a minute, because you're making a big, long thing here. What?
I say all hail the Spanican.
What?
What is all hail the Spanican?
That will be our power chant. And if you join us, Virginia, you will be
a... Oh, my goodness, I could never join you. I mean,
I personally
think that you are showing ignorance. You are showing prejudice.
That I'm trying to elevate the Spacon?
You do not come across as a leader.
What is a Spacon?
You are making words that I have never heard before.
Yeah,
in identifying what a Hispanic is, a Hispaniard. I've never heard that term. You're talking about that you are identifying with this culture by going to a school program that makes you culturally aware.
Would you rather have a piñata
with a burrito and a burro?
Who would you rather have leading the Hispaniard? Me or
not
Rita,
you.
Rita
not
Moreno?
You.
Well, then you get
not
Rita
you.
Moreno. Then you get Rita
What's
Moreno,
that?
And she's dried up.
What is that? What,
Rita Moreno?
This woman would rather have Rita Moreno leading us than me.
Oh, you cannot say what I would rather
she
have.
She doesn't know. You haven't had to given her a chance,
I am making
Long
my opinion
Hispanic.
Based on
Long
what
Long live
saying.
The Hispanic. Long
what?
Live the Hispanic.
Okay, now she's getting out of control. Thank you very much. No, this Margarita Rodriguez, she's nuts.
Oh,
thank you very
I'll
much,
tell
dear.
You what. You know, you
and,
need somebody
Long
else.
Long live the Hispanic. Long live the Hispanicness.
You know what? I'm just wondering if she's not on drugs or drinking too much.
Probably
tonight.
Some kind of an alcohol thing. I don't
know.
Well,
because it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
What, are you juiced? Are you telling us that you're drunk?
What?
Have you been drinking?
Oh, so all of a sudden I'm not allowed to have a snort. Is that it?
That's it. That's why she makes no sense.
Well, how dare you say that I can't have really good Herradura tequila?
Long live Hispanica.
Oh, you don't want to, you don't like Herradura.
Yeah, that's great. Long live the Hispanic. 1-800-449-86. How about Viva Hispanica? Next thing you know, she'll be saying,
Viva Hispanica! Viva!
Hang up on her! What is this, George Orwell's 1984? This is our country, Hispanica. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. From Dodger Stadium, it's Dodger Baseball on the air. And a very pleasant good evening to you, everybody, no matter where you are. I'm Ross Porter, along with Rick Monday, and this is Dodger Baseball. And tonight, the Dodgers are going to try to salvage a franchise slowly going into the toilet. And they'll be taking on a team of seriously effeminate boy band members.
Dodger Baseball brought to you by Marlboro Cigarettes. Light up and look like a man. Remember, any pussy can quit smoking, but it takes a man to face lung cancer. That's Marlboro. And by Bushmills Irish Whiskey. It isn't about the time you had a stiff drink for your kid, sure.
Get out of there, I'll do it. I'm sorry, but Ross has been drinking. And by Mazengale Feminine Hygiene Products, the official feminine hygiene product of Gary Sheffield.
All right, thanks a lot, Rick, for bailing me out.
Jesus.
Now, the Dodgers will be taking on a team of effeminate Boy Street, Backstreet Boy, Jesus.
He's drunk. Anyway, by the way, we were trying to figure out who the manager of the Dodgers is, and we still don't know. So if you know who the manager of the Dodgers is, give us a call here. And we won't give you tickets to a game.
That's right. If you know who the manager of the Dodgers is, you'll be lucky enough not to be sent tickets to a ball game.
Otherwise, everybody listening gets tickets.
Ah, shoot. We're sorry about that.
Well, that's how it works.
Here's a lineup for tonight's game for the Dodgers. It'll be Santangelo, followed by Allen, Grizzlies, and blah, 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 blah.
And for the boy band members, we'll have the guys from Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
All a bunch of pussies.
But not as big a bunch of pussies as the Dodgers, who look to really stink the joint out this year just as much as they did last. And leading off now for the Dodgers, Gary Sheffield. Gary, in his off time, enjoys interior decorating. And in fact, he did the entire Dodger clubhouse in gingham cafe curtains.
He's a real sissy.
Gary's a real piece of crap. Always concerned with money, always belly aching. Here's the windup and the first pitch. There's a foul ball down the right field line.
Geez, you think this guy'd be able to touch up one of these Backstreet Boys for a hit, but I guess not.
Ever since Gary started talking about being traded, he couldn't hit my grandma. And as a matter of fact, my grandmother is now taking... There she is. My grandmother is now going out to the mound.
How about that? So listen, I want to introduce everybody to a young lady I met at a bar room last night. This is Susan. Say hello.
Well, how do you do? Nice.
Yeah, see, she's a great gal.
We'll get back to Ross's dinner date last night. My grandmother is now pitching to Gary Sheffield. Here's the windup of the next pitch. Swung on, and that's ground ball foul, 0-2. Who's that playing the organ?
That's me.
That's very nice. All right, Gary Sheffield, 0-2 against my grandma. Gary was a great ball player at one time. We just don't know which time that was. But at one time, they tell me he was good. Here's the windup of the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Gary Sheffield is struck out by my grandma. Jesus.
Oh, that's bad. Hey, Susie, what do you think of that? Come on, baby, tell me about it. Susie? Huh? Oh, bull crap. Really?
Now, where did you meet this chick?
Where did I meet you, Susie? They were getting a Dodger dog last night. You're right. That's right. You were in a box seat there, weren't you? And she was hanging around, and she wanted to meet you, Rick. But then she got a look at me, and...
God damn it. Say, listen, fans, join us next week when we celebrate Glove Night here at the park. Free condoms for everybody in the stands. What about that, Susie? Were you wearing a condom when you...
Bull crap, you know I was. You know I was. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
All right, here's the next batter for the Dodgers, and that's Santangelo. Isn't this the guy with the funny first BF or BS Santangelo? I don't know who this guy is. Here's the windup in the first pitch, swung on strike one. So last night, as Ross was crawling through the window of our hotel room with Susie. Sorry about that, eh? And I noticed a smell coming off of him. What did you,
We went out to the barnyard and then, had some work.
Here's the next pitch. Strike two. So right now the Dodgers are going up in smoke against a team of effeminate boy bands. On the mound is Justin Timberlake of NSYNC. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Oh, God, am I bored. All right, here comes the next batter now for the Dodgers. It'll be Gary Sheffield.
I don't know. He just hit.
I know, but everybody else left. So Gary's the only guy left. Here's swung on. There's a long drive down the deep right field line. Way back, way back. Foul ball. Join us in May for Single Malt Whiskey Night. The first 500 people into the stadium get a tumbler of Wild Turkey.
Say again.
Get a tumbler of Wild Turkey.
That's what I thought you meant.
Bring the family out. Pull up a chair and join us. And be sure and get stinking drunk. You're going to need it. Dodger baseball is on the air. Here's the windup. The next pitch. Swung on. There's a long drive in a deep center field. Way back. No, that's strike one. I'm sorry. I misread that. So, how you doing? Go play the organ, will you? You know, it's the only reason why I keep him around, folks. He can play the organ.
It's one of the reasons why Susie loves me.
He's great. Where is Susie, by the way? Is she, By the way, as you know, Vin Scully wouldn't have anything to do with us. He's still at home tonight. So long as I'm sitting here in the play-by-play booth, Vin doesn't want to come anywhere near Dodger Stadium. Here's the next pitch. There's a high fly ball, and settling under it is... No, it came right back here. Foul ball.
Hey, so I was talking to Susie the other day, Rick.
Oh, yeah?
And Susie, what'd you tell him?
What's she saying?
I'm great in the hay. She says I'm a great roll in the hay and I can play organ, if you get what I mean. That's why Susie loves me.
Would you get that thing out of here?
What?
It was funny for a few minutes. Would you get it out of here? It smells, okay?
Wait a minute.
Get it out of here! Get it out of here! Wait a minute. There's a long drive in a deep now. It's another foul ball. Get it out of here! Say, listen, fans, if you stay home for glove night, you'll get an enema. Yes, an enema with scalding hot water. Just one more incentive why you should come out here to Dodger Stadium. A real pile of crap.
That's right, fans, and the first 500 people to stay home get an enema with scalding hot water.
I just said that.
You say that, Susie? I'm sorry.
Jesus. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, strike three. And down go the Dodgers here in the top half of the first inning. Even though they're the home team, we let them bat first. Justin from NSYNC is down with an injury. He seems to have broken a nail. So we're going to have to go down to the field and find out what the hell that's all about. But until we do, this is Dodger baseball. The score, the effeminate Backstreet Boys or whoever the hell they are, 6. And the Dodgers, nothing. This is the Dodger Bullcrap Network.